ojide dine yime yindu jiden di ngore da ji son du ji mer jaya di da din bi wa ro che don ji ka zon zo tong ni chua na je ri ji ngo se ji di lu lu tha ro ni zi ji wo ji nyong wa ji dong ni jin go ngo zin thong ding ni go lu di lu ro ba wo ji da ngo di lu tha mo ya gan bi wa ri te yan du ngo se ji di za ba di long la ti ding ni wo ji da di ne yin ba yin du ojiu dandana ngawen sejedi ojiu sa ju nyangki ro jang ma sangwe nan ni nyangki ta wa de de nyang sa wa ma go ju sangkur go ni te dan de la ojiu mubat te ba yena go ju shiwa di ni za de na ti yom bo long yo tin na ni din ni ti ti ni zhe tin da go to go ji long sen ni ga ni de la man le di yu din ni tin da ji jong wa yin du wo ji da ren ban da la ngo wen na du ji di ba xi ba si ji di ti me da ya di ang shou ji ge ne me da ba si ji ngo wen du ji di ba si ji di che da ja chi wa ji yin din me di ja chi wa di ti tingde awma di awma di awma dana na ti otu gomba si ta don da wa sa tur ngawen go ka go sa tur sam se ji di dong go na ti otu gomba si ji de ji de ni song na ti di ti gomba si ji de ji o da nyen ki na ti ngok ti gomba di se na ta don da wa ngok ji ti li gomba di ji ti li gomba o ji ti li gomba sam bo di sa tur sam se ji di ja ja ni
Now, we are using this term here, verbal isolation, and we need to talk about the verbal aspect of the speech and to look at what that represents and what the, let's say, the origin of that. When we talk about body, we talk about gross body and subtle body. And we say that speech, which eventually is the one that represents and establishes the subtle body. So eventually it comes down to be associated with the winds. And when we do this practice of verbal isolation, what we do, as we say, is we concentrate at the level of the heart. We concentrate at the center of the central channel and at the very center of the chakra at the heart. And as the mind is focused there, of course the wind that is the mount of that particular mind will also arrive at this place. So when we look at this particular term that we use here, the term verbal isolation or Vajra recitation, it is said that the text says that the stage that is called verbal isolation or Vajra recitation, it is called that, but it is a one-sided designation because there are three yogas of life force exertion. So the practice is really quite vast, but we have taken the name of one particular phase of the practice and we have applied this to the majority of the practices. Because as the text says here, there are three types of yogas of life force, and we can explain those three as being, first of all, meditating on the mantra drop at the heart, then meditating on the substance drop at the secret area, and finally meditating on a light drop at the nose. So you can see there are actually three phases, three different drops, one of mantra, one substance, one of light, and there are three different locations to do the meditation: the heart, the secret area, and the nose.
ငါတို့ဒီနေရာမှာရင်ဒီတန်းနဲ့ငါတို့ဒီတောင်းတဲ့ဒီငါတို့ဒီတူအတူစီစုံကနောင်ကငါတို့တောင်းဒီတူကွန်ဘဒါဆောက်သူစံစကြီးနောင်ကဒီနေ့ကဆောက်သူကြီးနန်ကျူရင်းနငါဝဲတောင်းဒူဒီကောင်းအောင်မရင်ပြီးချက်ဒီစီဒါရမဇရုံကလောင်းဒီတောင်းနငါဝဲတောင်းဒူဒီဒီပါရှိပါနဆောက်သူကြီးချက်ကြီးကဝဒနမဲကတပါဒီရမ္ပန်ဒိုစီဒါ 我就得几门的嘛，写着写着嘛，到下面这一辈人都几门的，就什么，然后这个三百三十几上送送完我去送一些儿子，我就在今天几个上定，像样的你去见识，来我推动的都，光把上十二年上个月话的，对我们当，都的马云不进城了，马云的，我们当都的宁波广场也那，那那这我推广不。 我对广播收视机南京人民七月十日也是，我觉得，我们到独立宁波广场也呢，因为，我记得那时间的大吉，我们让个我们上，云南的那，云南的南京人，你给那这些，你给那这我都过下去，我在上海那地，每个阿爸的地，每年的自己独立过呀，现在也没人对你，我都在这地。 这个当官的这些人的，当官的这些对，在阿巴的这一个一年里个，他对官员有话说，我这当都对你不光让人呢，那这我对官不少做些，那就人比七月十的，让人觉得吧，这个当这个女生呢，万一我当时当，然后他就当的，另外这些的万一如今为上。 这个万六万当地，他们那个农闲了，就是我就那打扮他也人家给我的官呀，人家给我女儿送啊，电脑用个，我们自己，万一个一的，弄就一二动啊，是呢，等你要些人，让你什么人就把，让你说就你们的女儿家，我在当就你什么自己，第万一我的认定的。
但第三当一个医生，一个医生是对，但第一个什么就过什么之后，就让人们这个有话的，我们安红个一个什么应该有话的，我们这一个，阿姨一个红个一个什么的，然后就对那里，当时对呢，当时的发起，红一个介绍几个有话的。 当今你什么个弄的？当的韩国当局，韩国抓当个国内，当还是什么是？嘛，啥地方也那也当是个了吧？我就你点的把，就在七老个也那也你先就的嘛，当外地韩国当局，韩国抓当个都去当外，但等你我们个抓当个都去你点了，把人就把是。 阿姨抓当个多几年点的嘛了，将近二百天了。在一个什么家长呢？哈，我们啊是就是看见一个话的。我在电台上演的，当就你什么的文件，我当第三当一个，甚至当抓当的他的都想要的文件搞下一点的。让当就你什么的，当当一个甚至一个什么个让当的你看我也没见过呀的。
Now, we continue with that. It says, just explaining this point, that we have said that already there are three types of life force succession yogas, and they are, not all of them should be called like that, but we're taking the name of one of them and applying it to all practices. So this stage is called verbal isolation or vata recitation, but this is a one-sided designation because there are three yogas of life force succession. And the two yogas of life force succession, meditating on the mantra drop and the substance drop, so we said the mantra drop will be meditated at the heart and the substance drop will be meditated at the secret location. These two, they are neither verbal isolation nor vata recitation. It is actually from the point of view of using the meditation which is done at the level of the nose of the light drop. It is that one that gives the name to all the practices. The illuminating lamp states that the names verbal isolation and vata recitation are a one-sided designation of life force exertion because the general name of this stage is life force exertion. And the third of the six stages is the third of the six stages in the general exposition of Tantra. Again, one says, we're debating this point. Take these two, meaning the mantra drop and the substance drop, they are not verbal isolation and vajra recitation, because if it is either verbal isolation or vajra repetition, it is pervasive that it is a yoga of life force succession, meditating on the light drop at the upper opening, right? So it says the real vajra recitation is meditation on the light drop. It is not the other two drops. And that is because the winds arising, entering, and abiding in natural repetition is the speech, which is the basis of isolation. So here we're giving a definition or a description of that which needs to be isolated, or the basis of this isolation. And it says when we're actually examining the way that the winds exist or circulate within the channels, you will find that there are three phases. First, there is a phase of the winds arising, and arising here is used in the like colloquial term of the word arising, like when somebody is seated down, you can say rise up, you know, get up. So you have this phase of the winds arising, then you have another phase of the winds entering, and then you have another phase of the winds abiding in a particular place, right? And each one of these phases is accompanied by a natural repetition or reverberation of that accompanies the phases of these three phases of the winds, right? Now, conceiving the tones of the three letters to be different from these three is the object of negation. So what is the tone of the three letters? The three letters are the syllables om, hum. But in this particular case, we actually have to slightly change, let's say, the order of saying those syllables. But first of all, we talk about the phase of the winds arising, and it is said that when the winds arise, their sound is similar to the sound of the syllable hum. So hum represents the first phase, arising. The second one, which is the phase of the winds entering, is represented by the syllable om. And the last one, which is the phase of the winds abiding in a place, is represented by the syllable a. So we should be saying that the tone of the three letters, hum, om, a, are in accordance with the three phases of the winds arising, entering, and abiding.
This mental drop, that is the... And two of the face, but what it means to the face is the same. Let me say the two of the center channel, the upper two of the center channel. The substance drop, and that is the two of the secret place. The two of the secret place. So I made a mistake before. I thought I heard the mantra drop the two of the face, which saying the it's two of the heart, the mantra drop and light drop, that is the two of the face, which means the upper two of the center channel, and then the substance drop, that's in the tube of the secret place. I think I mentioned something before, but I made a mistake. I made some noise at the beginning. When I mentioned the Sinful Police and the Holiness, I mentioned Vajra body. But I think that confuses. So it's the Vajra, just the Vajra, not the body. I think that mentioned Vajra at that time. Not the general body, but it's the general Police and the emptiness of the Vajra, in the secret place Vajra.
Hoji that in the Yambayandu, Hoji. Rida long original modi don ju ni samga don ju ni samga da don de da yiki samga da don se du ju no kare so go rong ni ni da ju chala la don wa yin nan da rong ni yin ji la ji ma su ma ji sa de de ne ya ya long wa de la ya don se ji de na go don de hong go yiki hong go da don da mo wo yin me bu go ni don wa yin nya ba ji don Oji da yiki da njigu se duna ni yen de mar donja va di roni se par chalava yon njigu java go longo njigu don di karze go omji yiki omga da don da ngu yer mebe go ni njiga se je di oda yon non niwa da se du roni se njigu na Deni do di da yin kashi go tela ma ni atab taya di da long niwa dra don di yiki aga dra don da ngogo yirme bu goni oji da ni gogo yuwa yendu hon a singi di da don ju nisam go dra don da ngogo yirme bu goni da di eto di karze go tu nomi jika di da yinji da ji ngoma shi jaka da yinji di da dina ji yang chan yin di
Ramji was actually going back into the point of explaining how we can see the three phases of the winds and how we have to see those, let's say the movement of these phases as being undifferentiable in nature from the natural reverberation of the three syllables. First of all, we talk about the winds arising, and we say that the same way exactly that the person that would be originally seated in one place would get up, would arise from their seat. A similar thing can happen with the winds. The winds arise from their initial location. And when that happens, this arising of the winds has to be seen undifferentiable in nature with the sound of the syllable hum. And then we talk about the winds entering a particular place, which is very similar to a person, let's say, initially sitting, then getting up from their seat and going somewhere. So when you go somewhere, you're actually entering that particular place. So the similar thing happens with the winds. When you are at the phase of entering, then this phase has to be as undifferentiable from the sound of the syllable om. And finally, when you have the winds abiding, remain for a while in a particular location, this has to be undifferentiable from the nature of the natural reverberation of the sound of the syllable a. So the order of the syllables again is hum, om, a.
Oji da ji dinra yin ba yin du gichir dan ji gar zi go. Diwa zi ji di ji ama zi zangang da diwa yin na yang dang yang da koran da wo jam na ji gar zi go. Tsika du chong zi du na ji yang dang yang da xie na ju xie laksa mi di ngay di la mara du chong yu wo zi du chong zi ji di. Ji yang dang da koran ji wa di la xie ki yuwa yin du oji na pina ji gar zi go long ranga wa la sang lo tang na yon. Nawiniki nodilan tombayana, Nawiniki nodi, you chelo the yon parju tong, yon cheloni serum, no ajiyo, yon noni yon to do ni, or the yon paraton, yon ser no aju, yon noni ni, Tindago Korajan Jabu diva yendu, diva si jedi, that duji diva seduna, long donju nisum si jedi, you majua, Ranjango tombunyani. जी भरतों या जी थरंग या जी दिमानी निया जी दी रंजांग योद्धिनी जी दुर्जी से योद्धि यें जी जी कर्ज को क्यों मतबा तंबोनी मर योयो बंदा वो तेरा जी का लॉन्ग डांजी निसंग को मोहन रो तेरा यें बचानी और जी दादी डांजांग को मोरी चढ़ाया दी ये की दादा दादा को कुरांजु कोर्मी है ना
hon oma agu dradan dang wo yir me ba ji ge namban de wo mukku deva yena yong dang gongku deva yena nam si na ting wo rin chen dong yi ting wo rin chen dong wa yena ji ge long dong ju ni sam kong ji na yi kin de sam gong wo rin chen ding yi ting chen ba yena la tham ji ji zong wo di wo da ni de sam gong ma ra ku dur ji da song dur ji tig dur ji wo rin chen ji la ba di da chen ji
Now, when we use this term, Vajra repetition, now let's look at the phase, the natural phase of breathing of a person. What naturally occurs is a repetition of certain phases. So first of all, let's say you exhale, and then you inhale. You keep the air for a while, and then again you start exhaling, inhaling, keeping, and then again going through this phase. There is a repetition of those three phases. And we talk about this particular phase of practice that is called Vajra repetition. It is called Vajra repetition because it's something that has not been fabricated by anyone. It was something that existed there naturally from the beginning, from had already been established. So you're doing this practice of seeing whatever movement of the winds occurring, the three phases of the movement, whether they arise, whether they enter, whether they abide, as being undifferentiable from the sound of the three syllables, the hum, om, ah, in that order. And the more you do that, the more you can recognize them as actually being the nature, as actually being the nature of this sound. And what is this the sound of those three syllables? They are actually the mantras of all the deities of Vajra's body, of Vajra's speech, and Vajra mind. So in this way, you come to the point to recognize, to see everything as being in the nature of the speech of all deities.
So, it is said about the recitation, that is, what the meaning of recitation, deva in Tibetan, so it's like normally you call recitation the mantra, so it's something that you repeat over and over. So similar here, why it's called deva, you know, recitation. To this meditation here, to this practice, you know. The hum ah, the hum, the hum om ah, rising, then engaging, abiding, then entering, abiding. So so you're speaking first, you know, you meditate the natural, then electron, then naturally begin. Naturally, it just naturally become this hum om ah. Naturally, you know, it appears that way. The heart of all the mantra.
Oji da di na yinba yin yu da dur di jang da la chi bi shir di da runga sa runga long chong na dur di sam ji yi ki sam misi da oma anga yi ki sam bu ji da long sam ji long dong ju ni sam go da kurang ka koram rang ji du yi ki sam bu nruya om tangbo yi wari wa te yin du om di da om di njiba yin gu yi wari te yin du di koram ji na da ji ga ngama di dong ju ni sam ri di koram ji na Jigni Donsum say, or the Yigi Koranga Koramjina, Oma Ango, Yigundism Koramjina, Long Jigni Donsum, Jigni Donsum, go Yigi Tisam in Dingy. That in I am by and do Jesum, Yigi, some don, Long Sum Ji Donsum, Yermashi, but Jerwan Woon Ji Divala, Durji Diva, Shisha, which is on each other, say, or that is a long.
Now, if you look at the very bottom of page 34, we have a quotation from the Illuminating Lamp, which states, the repetition by nature, the indivisible union of the three letters of the three Vajras and the three tones of the three phases of winds is called Vajra repetition. Arumcha is suggesting that maybe instead of changing the order of Om Ahum, we can change the order of the three phases of the winds, and we can say the winds entering, abiding, and arising. So if you change it this way, you can retain the Om Ahum.
Ori dadi na ima yendi dadi zamni zani yangji tazukola yang tawandari yona yang dilenri nishunarukai.
Right, so we stop here with the presentation of the text to allow time, half an hour, for questions and answers.
If you do meditation and you're working with any kind of channel, the whole idea is to use enough time. My question is, as you go about our daily activities, just on a daily basis, because the right and left channels represent attachment and anger, is it the case that just if we are very conscientiously trying to observe our emotions of anger and attachment, and trying to be very careful about our reactions to situations, and especially, let's say, with an intellectual understanding that we can bring out the benefits of the situation, would that help to decrease the right and left channels, I mean the knots, from tightening, just again on a very
Now, the question had to do with the right and left channels and how they actually constrict the central channel by forming those knots around it. And we say that in our meditation, the object of the meditation is, the objective of the meditation is to try to loosen up those knots. Now, since when we generally talk about the right and the left channel, we say that they also represent attachment and anger from amongst our delusions. So the question is, if on everyday activity, not during meditation, but if on everyday activity one is becoming more and more aware of one's attitude, how attachment, how anger is generated, and with the initial level of conceptual, intellectual understanding of emptiness, is it possible by being aware or trying to regulate this, deal with the arising of anger and hatred, would that help at all loosen up the knots at the channel, like during ordinary activity, not during meditation?
Rita Vamana Garasgo, the Tonium Gustasina, the Tinaji, the CU Jira, Yonga Rojan, you got no choice, you don't even know Jerivan. Made the Tayaja, you are it. Or you got the Rojan Nigala, you Mukumukati, Tango, Garasgo,
ที่ตันเดกันเดบัตรยาที่เนี่ยทับจังยุสมารีเอ็นนันดิกันนี่กันเดนี่เจ้าจดดังว่าจะจันทร์เสด็จสุนิมาร์จึงสร้างกุบุยวารีดีว่าจึงได้ที่จึงมุ่งไปเชิดเอาว่าตันเดกว่าดอกรมก็จึงมุ่งไปนับหน้าสมมุติว่ายันดูตินทร์เอากุญีมาร์จึงมุ่งในกุมนะตันตันเดจุริยา
จึงตั้งแต่กังกังก็นอนในจุดกับว่าที่เนี่ยคือตั้งแต่ที่ยังดีงี้แต่ว่าก็จะสู้เดี๋ยวนี้ตัวจุดหลักจริงงี้ยังที่ตั้งแต่ก็นี่ตั้งกุลก็นี่จะต้องเดี๋ยวละยี่กี้ยันนะที่ยันนะที่เรากุมบ่ตัวก็ยังเรากุมบ่ตัวก็จะเป็นตัวที่สูงจุดแต่นี่น้ำชีน่ะเดบันจะวุ่นวายจิตใจส่วนของวิวาหรือว่ามาตอนที่เดี๋ยวตั้งกุลเกี่ยงยังอยู่กับสมาร์ท
Although we do give the names of attachment and anger to the right and left channel, and we call this central channel the channel of equanimity, Rinpoche is saying that to really be able to work with the knots that are formed around the central channel, you have to engage in these meditations that are described at this stage of completion. Although we do use those names, we apply those names to the channels merely by observing, let's say, those the arising of these types of emotions, and trying to work with that will not allow you, will not facilitate the loosening up of the knots. When we talk about these knots that are formed around the central channel, we need to be aware that they are formed at different locations. And as we say, to completely undo the knots at the level of the heart is the most difficult thing. You can do it easier by working on other locations first. So you will be more successful if you work with the, let's say, the crown or the throat or the navel or another, any other location. Now, they are quite difficult to undo, and this is why we have such a means, such a variety of different types of meditation to engage in. In particular, when you're working with the heart and you try to loosen up and eventually completely undo those channels, you have to engage in various meditations, sometimes focusing on letters, sometimes seed letters, sometimes focusing on drops and so forth. And the you know, all of it is done because these are knots that are very difficult to undo. So unless you rely on these particular techniques, not much will be achieved.
Oji, tini karise go inji ji dawa zanzang kavda nyama zanzang kav. Oji da tinda go kavla ji dawa di karise go ne chami. Chami Sagada, Satina, Yamba, and Tin Yugan Juanda, were you dingy? Then I'm Kidavada. Then Yamadi, you go Romada, Tin Yuga, Lion Juan, you dingy. Or the Ravana said Zago, or you that Davayana, Dava Zomayana, Dava Jabayana, Yama Jabayana, or you that the Savamada, Garasago. だ、さ、まじのは、なんじゅ、の、の、の、じゅ、ん、ろ、ぐ、よ、な、よ、ん、ぐ、ろ、じょ、ん、じゅ、だ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じゃ、ば、じ
nyamala jige bam den den jiba oji dadi dena ji songa yuwa ro de de la yon ningu ji yukyo sa.
Now, there is another thing to discuss here. Now, we're talking about those knots, the channel knots around the central channel that are created through the right and left channel. Sometimes they are actual knots as the right and left channel. They actually curl around the central one. But sometimes the central channel is restricted because simply right and left channels, they kind of squeeze next to it and do not allow much space for flow of the winds. There are two particular occasions, the occasion of the moon eclipse and the occasion of the sun eclipse. And it is said that it is possible for some individuals some flow of winds to occur in the central channel during that time. Why? Because it is said that it is possible at that time some the right and the left channel seem to loosen up a little bit, so they do not restrict the central channel so much. Now, when we, how one would choose, to, what terms one would choose to describe the phenomenon of moon eclipse, for example, the in the Tibetan tradition we say that we have Rahula, which is another type. Either you describe it as a planet, you can describe it as a planet, and this one seems to be eclipsing or eating up the moon, and this is how this phenomenon comes about, for example, yeah? And we know that the right and left channels, they are associated with the sun and the moon, with Rahula, central channel, and so forth. In these occasions, when we have, at the time of the eclipse, when the right and left channel, they loosen up and they allow a bit more, some flow of winds into the central channel, it is said that the virtue that is generated is stronger. If you do something during the time of the moon eclipse, it's said that it is multiplied by 100,000 times. If it happens through the time of the sun eclipse, it is multiplied by 7 times that much, so 700,000 times. Moon eclipses.
I like to appeal to Rinpoche's kindness to elucidate about Bodhisattva Siddhartha. This was.
Such as you would like?
Because it's just mentioned, and I'd like to know from the Tibetan point of view, Tibetan pantheon of Bodhisattvas, in the capsule form, what he can tell us about Bodhisattva Siddhartha.
All right, so the question is whether Rinpoche could please say something about Bodhisattva Kshita Garbha. We mentioned the other day when we were talking about the 100 lineage, how we visualize, how we relate certain aspects of the grass elements into the Bodhisattva. So Bodhisattva Kshita Garbha came up in this occasion. Rinpoche led Kizangaranzo, the Changshu Simba, the Sai Nimbo Yaroas, the Sai Nimbo Changsu Simba di Kura Nam Thar Kare Kare Yores, Chale Kare Kare Yores, Ho Dinte Shuvindos.
Ori. Inji da di Kare Sikuna Nam Thar Kare Yores, Yosi, Mugzer Kuchua Jamali di, Da Ji Changsu Simba Sai Nimbo Chidin Garbi di, Ji Zaga Nida Tzu Ku Koyang Duna, Ji Mu Nila, Mu Nila Sai Nimbo Rangin Si, Sai Nimbo Rangin Gu,
we don't have a biography of Bodhisattva Kshita Garbha right now, but I can tell you if, for example, you're doing the practice, you know, this particular practice, as we say, that you would generate the two eyes, the basis of the two eyes, as in the nature of Kshita Garbha.
Tani ji karisigo, da ji nerida, temenda, jaru yusad zona, di sai nyambo chitin garbigo nirichiga yusarwa di, yang jaru dhuzi sai nyambo di ta chimbo chik tihang diga, tihang tiha di jinsen kwanku tangni yena shuhami.
And again, she says it's actually remarkable that you see, for example, in China, in Taiwan, and so forth, all the Chinese population seems to have incredible respect and reverence for Bodhisattva Kshita Garbha. And she says, I don't really know the reason why that is so. Okay, the next question.
Mantra repetition, which is explaining your father tantra in mother tantra.
Alright, so we have the term here, Vajra repetition, and it is, this presentation is from the point of view of father tantras. Can we find the same practice within mother tantras? Rimuchila te kabla naroso doje deva yoroas, doje deva di sangwa duwe ki keche mikse yores yamena magyu nala yores.
Ori doje deva di. Reju da zaman diwana member sam ko sanan duna oji doji diwa di mawen ko kamna sanan ko yiwari wa ma jina yu yu ko yiwari yang ji zu zu zar den ra won dong mi di ji di da ji zaman diwana zar de ton ni sanan ko yiwa yin du pa jin ni yin ko min ro ma to di ji yan so na doji diwa yu ko yu ji yu ko yiwari wa
we are mentioning here the Vajra recitation within the context of verbal isolation. Verbal isolation is one of the three isolations of the completion stage of Guhya Samaja Tantra. Guhya Samaja Tantra is a father tantra and is actually the origin. This tantra is the source, the origin of information of all this material. Ramsha says, I think that you can find it in mother tantras, you can find it in other tantras as well, this particular practice, but the origin or the source is mainly this particular Guhya Samaja, father tantra.
What are the four entities?
All right, the question is, what are the four entities? Rinpoche, Tongpa Shi Shiriya de Kariris. Tongpa Shi, Gawa Shi, Tongpa Shi, Tongpa Shi.
Tongpa Shi, I wonder what's in a trunk and I didn't have to give any. Ori Daddy, Tongpa Shi Zongyang Dina, Ori Tongpa Di Trunk and Rang Dina, Dina Rang Guiwari. Tongpa, Shunda Tongpa, Tongpa Chenpo, Tongpa Chenpo, Tamji Tongpa Asinada. Yanji Gava Jin Gava Jarna or Ju Tomba Nyamra Wodi Tombu the Tombaji. Shanta Tomba Zedu Tili Yamara Tong Songosina Tomba Nyam Tili Chiwanda Wuji Jong or Ju Da Chembu Tong Azedu Tili Jong Tomba Nyamra Wu Chirinda Junru or Ju Da Tamji Tomba Zedu Ju Tomba Nyam Di Ju Rona Shabata Mayan by Chu Tamji Lamar Chabding Ego.
Alright, so just to enumerate them and give them their names. The first one is called empty. The second one is called very empty. The third one is called great empty. And the fourth one is called all empty. And as we progress, you know, as we explained with the four joys, the intensity of the experience increases. So a similar thing happens here with the empties. As you move from the empty to the very empty, this appearance of empty is intensified. Then you move into the great empty, and finally you come to the point of all empty, where you can see that this is a state that pervades all phenomena. It covers all phenomena, all dharmas.
Oji tomba ji chong tinda yin ding, inji jarsa di tinda la jarang gui warwa. Masi ji ma kali kali ka rambi, mar ji njonga ram ji du, singi ji yin na, tombo ji karisa go, zubu ji sangkam, chankam, menkam, longkam, taso ma kali kali ka rambi du. Ti du kap tinda ji la, ji longkam du kap sa, mukshi, nashi, nashi, chishi, taso, mukka sing thangya, amja ka dra tu ya. You never dress, Luda, Rana, Surya, Nyaya, Mingi, the Zoganga, and Napsi Rabat, the Dunroguari. The Yeti, Tumba Kaza, Tavari, Yuari, or that the Zoganga, Jini, that Napsi Rabat, Duay, and Tinroni, Napsi, Tamoji, Yuadi, Nanji, Tosunga, coming, Yuari. Nanji, Tosunga, Kapsu, that Shiva, Dan, Rodi, Rapa Ganga, Dutar, Tamu, Sunday.
Nirtuka Kavsa Tamu, Chiba Kavsa Tili Tava, the Nirtuka Kavsa Tili Tava, the Chawoyan, Chiran Tava Yambala, Yon Taru Taru Ruguyo Kavji, that the Nirtuka Kavan Dinida, Chesam Tamu, Mondi Jiva Kavdila, or Juga Tili Jong, Shendan Tava, Long Tamu, Shendan Tava, Sam Tamu, Niga Jango Yuayan Du, that Dondava, Nanji Tosunga Kavdan. Now, we can look at what is happening during the process of death, where the person is experiencing the gradual dissolution of the four elements. And we go through the phase of the earth dissolving, the water dissolving, the fire dissolving, and then finally the wind dissolving. And as we move from one phase to the next, of course, the gross consciousness gradually, as we say, they are withdrawn, they pack up, they they stop functioning. And when we reach it, of course, there are certain visions that are associated with this process. But when we reach at the last point where wind dissolves into consciousness, this is the point where all the type of gross consciousness has actually subsided. Now, from that point onwards, we're only dealing with subtle types of consciousness, and we will go through different phases. The phase of white appearance, the phase of red increase, the phase of black near attainment, and finally we will have the arising of the mind of clear light. And again, although we say that we're dealing here with subtle types of consciousness, we go from the subtle to the more subtle to the even more subtle to the subtlest. And those four phases are actually associated with the four empties. So when we talk about the face of white appearance, this is associated with the first one, which is empty. In the case of red increase, we are talking about correlation with the very empty. In the face of black near attainment, this corresponds to the great empty. And finally, the most subtle wind and mind, which is associated with clear light, is said to be correlating to the all empty.
Ojida ti kaba janada juda inji nova karlambas, chiba malambas, nirtum nalambas. Ojida uzar, oji karizago, juga tonson sinada, ti yambayendu, nova karlamba kabla ju, namka tonson go ju, yamda oji shardini. Ti shava montani ju, dava unda ju, karlamsi sonsongi tila ju shardini. だ、で、のかび、チェブかぜチェブマルランバスディヨン、トンソンガノワジチェブモデラ、ニミオグジュマルランナムジャンディングソンダウティラガノワジシャディワインドゥ、チェブマルランバ。オダデニルトナルランバスディドゥ、オジグダ、ヨンソンソングニャムチェブモデラ、ダチグジュカチャガノワヨメディング、マチャガノワヨメディング、チマズサラマタドナクタムゼヨンドワティラガ
ジュエ、ノウタムセグマラ、ノワンダウジシャディング、ティーサンボノワ、ダマダワ、サムシャディング。ダンチワ、ウォザルグ、カブス、ウォジュ、トンソン、ナムカダビ、ジュ、トンソン、グノワジュ、シャディ、シャワダ、ウォジュ、ダ、ダジグ、マルランバダン、ジュ、カルランバダン、マルランバン、ソシーク、ジュニボ、ティンダグ、ノワヨン、サニムシャン、ジュ、トンソン、ウォジュ、シャディバイン、ドゥ、ダディカディ、トンヤム、ジュ、ユアイン、ドゥ、
地上我在东北去，今儿，等你往东北那个国外用的去也那，第一个前几年东北人他们开始统一去也那，东北去是自己的，他，然后一等把他，前年把自己忙不就上个月外的，前头还去把自己钱给我塞了吧。
Now, since we have mentioned those last four phases of white appearance, etc., it is also interesting to mention the visions that would appear internally. In the case of white appearance, the vision that appears to you is a vision of an empty sky that is lit up by moonlight. So the white is from the white rays of the moonlight, but the background of the vision is empty sky, empty space. In the case of the second one, which is red appearance, again you have the same background of this empty space, but you see it illuminated from the red rays of the sun. So there is this redness that covers space. In the third case of black near attainment, you do not have any more the light either of the sun or the moon, but you have the blackness of as if the blackness of night, right? Black near attainment. But again, the background is this space, this empty, completely empty space. When we come to the last one, which is the clear light, it is said that all that is remaining is actually this background of completely empty space. So you don't have any more any white appearance, you don't have any red appearance, you don't have any black appearance. It's as if you have taken all this out and all you're left with is this completely empty space of the background, the empty space. And this is how we say we also associate those four faces gradually with the four empties, from the empty to the very empty to the great empty, and you come to the all empty, which describes this phase of clear light where you don't have any white, any red, any black, you just have empty space. Now, Since we have mentioned the four empties, of course there is debate on whether the four empties relates to emptiness and so forth. If you're dealing with a practitioner who has great intimacy and familiarity with meditating on emptiness, they can use these particular states of mind, and direct these subtle states of mind towards emptiness. Right? So empty is not emptiness. It's a type of consciousness that can't be directed towards emptiness if one has a familiarity to do it at that time. Now, as we say, if you are someone who has familiarity with emptiness, if you have spent your life training to meditate on emptiness, and if you have repeatedly reminded to yourself that when the time of the dissolution comes, when the time of death comes, I want to meditate on emptiness, if you have prepared yourself like that, it would be possible to utilize the subtle consciousness that become manifest at this point and do your meditation on emptiness. Otherwise, for an ordinary person, if they are capable of recognizing the faces, all they would think at that point is that, well, something completely empty, like an empty space, appeared at the end. I went through the faces and at the end there was this empty space. Now, if on the other hand, as we say, you have this familiarity through previous training, you should not have too much difficulty in remembering emptiness and having a clear remembrance of your previous training of emptiness. But of course there will be many cases of what appears according to the individuals. To some people it will, you know, those faces will appear, but they will not be ascertained. To others it will not appear clearly. Others will not, although it will appear, they will lose the opportunity to do the practice and so forth. We stop here for now. Mm-hmm.